All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, June 7th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 10-game MLB main slate tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed game one of the NBA Finals yesterday. Was definitely a fun sweat with the Big Millie contest yesterday. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in tomorrow morning early and hang out with me and talk some DFS. With that said, going to get the app pulled up here. We do have a couple questions here in the Discord to work through. We will work through those and then jump over to the live YouTube chat as always. But if you guys have questions, now is definitely a good time to get those in the queue. So first question here, should we run our last contest sim when all lineups are confirmed? And also, is a negative leverage to pitchers a bad thing? Okay, so two questions here. First one is, should we run our last contest sim when all lineups are confirmed? I would say you don't have to. And the reason for that is, you know, in a sport like MLB, maybe, you know, we have an expected lineup here. Now, it's not to say that this will be exactly the lineup, but it could be, right? The lineup could be very close to this. It could have, you know, maybe like a one-for-one player swap, but ultimately here, very small changes to a lineup aren't going to have a big effect on the slate overall. Now, that's for MLB, right? For a sport like NBA, well, you know, if we get last-minute news that like Luka is out, well, that is going to, you know, completely change the slate. So it's a little bit slate-dependent or sport-dependent here, but for MLB, I would say that it's okay to, you know, finish your lineups without everybody being confirmed. The only thing I would check is once lineups are confirmed, make sure you don't have any out players in your lineup, right? Come back into the app. And if you do have out players, there will be a red lightning bolt up here in the top right corner, letting you know, hey, there are out players in your lineup. That happened to me the other day. I think it was yesterday. It was a 3-game early slate and Seattle and Oakland were on like the last game and their lineup wasn't out for Seattle. And then Luke Raleigh ended up not being in the lineup and he was in a number of my lineups. So I had to go in and do a swap for him. So that's what I would recommend there. And then the second part is negative leverage to pitchers a bad thing? So ultimately, you know, I don't think you're ever going to be able to get to all positive leverage for any player or position. Like, you know, Justin Steele might, or he's actually a bad example because I'm filtered for the Cubs. Let's go look at pitchers, right? So, you know, Garrett Crochet, if I'm saying it right, is projected for like 27% ownership. Well, if you have 20% of him, that's not bad, right? And the reason for that is the builder is basically giving you the best lineups with him in it, saying, hey, we don't, you know, want to play this player at a significant rate here, but you should play these lineups where he does grade out well. And, you know, we could kind of see that here. If I like open up my number of lineups, say to like 150, as opposed to 20 here, you'll probably see this, you know, the more and more lineups you use, but to 11% of our top 150 lineups. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't play him. Like, basically, the builder is saying, hey, you know, we don't love him overall, but there are a number of lineups where he grades out really well, and we think you should play this small group of lineups with him in it. So I think it's totally okay to play some lineups with negative leverage players. Ultimately, you just can't have positive leverage to everyone in your pool, or that would be extremely, extremely hard to achieve. All right. Next question here. Do you have to tap rebuild lineups all the time after contest sims? What do you have to do every time a new lineup is confirmed? Can you please explain? Okay, so a little bit building on the last question here. So no, you do not have to rebuild your lineups every time a lineup is confirmed. What I would do here is, you know, when a lineup is confirmed, if you're using a set of lineups already and there are no out players in it, then I would just stick with it, right? You're totally fine. The only time I really ever use rebuild lineups is when I run into like an error. Maybe I'm, you know, making adjustments to minimax exposures and like I just want, you know, 0% of all of these pitchers here. And I bet you if I do this, I'll probably run into an error. No, not yet. Keep a couple more. All right. So now I've basically X'd out enough pitchers where I get this error message, unable to meet exposures. Your lineup pool cannot meet your requested exposures. So whenever I reach this point here, which I don't often, but you can, click keep editing. Continue to make all the changes that you desire and then use the rebuild lineups. But aside from that, I'm not really using it other than that, unless I have out players in my lineup or I have an error message. That's the only time I would do that. And then that is obviously pre-build here. All right. Second or third question here, kind of piggybacking on some of the other ones, saying, is having all batters with positive leverage a good thing? Kind of going back to the pitcher thing, right? Like it's going to be really hard to have all positive leverage in your lineups, and it's okay to play players at less than their ownership. And just remember that you're getting the best lineups with those players from the sims. So I'd be okay with some negative leverage plays. All right. Next question here. Is there a way to approximate sim ROI with Saber score? My bankroll doesn't support paying for the best plan. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. So it's important to remember that Saber score was built using contest sims. So before we had our contest sim tool, we had a, behind the scenes kind of contest sim that we would use to create Saber score. So basically what we did is we would back test contests, and then we would apply different variables at different weights to figure out what the Saber score formula should be. Now, the difference and with, well, Saber score is the 80-20, you know, contest sims are as specific as you can be as far as contest size, payout structure, percent to first, percent of entries paid, etc. Here, Saber score does those things, but it does it as a little bit bigger umbrella, right? So it is categorizing all contests from 100 to 1K entries. It does not care about stakes, and it does not care about entry limit. It doesn't care if the contest is 200 entries versus 700 entries. So that's where Saber score casts this little bit bigger umbrella, while using Sim ROI is going to give you it for that exact contest in question. So they are similar. All right, jumping over to the YouTube chat. First question here. Hello, who are you all stacking for single entry? Thanks so much. Also, would love to know how to get an edge using a non-Sims plan. Thanks. Okay, so we talked a little bit right now about the non-Sims plan and using Saber score. As far as, you know, who to stack, right? So, you know, here at Saber Sim, we're not like going to do slate breakdowns and tell you who to play and who's the best plays and things like that. But you can kind of figure that information out on your own, right? And one of the best ways to do that, run a default build and then just come in and then kind of come into your team stacks. There's a couple of different things to look at, right? You can look at your pool exposure and just say, hey, who are the best stacks coming up here overall? One really interesting thing to me, right? One thing that I'm always looking at is I'm comparing pool exposure to projected runs. Now, I effectively am using projected runs as like a proxy for how owned a team is going to be. But you see here, it's like the list goes Seattle, Houston, Chicago, Dodgers, Well, Seattle, Houston, and the Dodgers are all projected for over 5 runs, but Chicago is projected for 4.4. So Chicago really stands out to me, right? It's like, hey, this is kind of an oddity here, and they stick out. Another thing that you could do is come into the four stacks, right? Come and look at the biggest stacks that we're seeing. And Seattle, Houston, even Toronto comes up now, right? And the Dodgers actually drop down. So like, hey, Toronto and Chicago, you know, looking pretty interesting to me. So there's ways that you could use the information that the Sims provide to kind of come to some of these conclusions on your own. And this is how I would ultimately be looking for that information. Next question. Do you recommend to bring the sliders all the way down for single entry because diversity is not good for single entry? Correct. So what I would do is if I'm playing a single entry contest, I would make sure to set up my build settings for the contest I'm optimizing for. Now, when you do that, the builder is automatically going to adjust the sliders for you. So like when I'm using a 150 max greater than 50K entries, you know, I'm playing like the 5 cent 150 max or something like that. You know, the correlation slider is at 10, sim diversity is at 9. The higher sim diversity, the more upside the builder is trying to get into your lineups, right? Well, for a single entry, you might not need as big of a score to win. So then when you set up your your contest settings appropriately, say you're playing a single entry, you know, 100 to 1K entries. Well, correlation goes from 10 to 8, sim diversity goes from 9 to 5, and we didn't do anything. This is happening automatically. You know, we have done back testing and determined, hey, these are what we believe to be the best slider settings based on the contest that you are telling us that you are playing. So you're right, that sim diversity goes down as you place more single entry as opposed to 20 max or 150 max. All right, question from Chuck in Flashback. There's a portfolio ROI, but there's no portfolio risk-adjusted ROI. Is comparing the sim average profit against the sim median profit a good proxy for estimating portfolio risk? Okay, so interesting. Let's go back to yesterday. We had to go to DraftKings. Say we're checking out this 2-game night slate, right? And I go to contests. I go to all contests. And then let's say I'm just going to pull up, you know, the flagship from last night. So I come in here and there are risk adjusted ROIs on a lineup by lineup basis. And let's come into users. So we have sim ROI, sim win rate. I wonder if we right click, can we find this? So there are columns here that aren't visible that you have to add, but I don't see a risk-adjusted ROI for your portfolio. So interesting question here. As far as diversity goes, I don't know if there is a good metric to look at all in the post-contest sim. You know, it's not really telling you, hey, so-and-so player used X number of minion, you know, had X number of minion uniques, or so-and-so's player's risk-adjusted ROI was X. I think this is more probably like along the lines of a feature request, like something that we could add to the app here, which I think is really interesting, right? So feature request, post-contest sim, RAROI, or minion unique, etc. here. So I'm going to take that one back to the team and see if that is something that we could add here in a future update. But like the question, like the thought process, and I definitely hear where you are coming from. But all right, taking a peek here, looks like we're all caught up in the Discord. Looks like we're all caught up in the YouTube chat as well. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.